Hello.
Hello, is this Corey?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Royco Construction. We were replacing your roof today, and we just
what is that?
We were replacing your roof today. We just finished removing the roof from your house on Street.
What are you talking about?
Well, we just removed the roof.
Why would you do that?
Well, because there was an order placed.
Are you calling the right number?
I believe so. Is this Corey?
This is Corey. Yeah.
At 23 Street.
Right.
Yeah. We just removed the roof from your house, and I'm just calling to check on the style of shingles you want. Did you want the rounded?
Wait. I don't understand what's going on. I never authorized anyone to do anything to my house.
Oh no.
Hello?
We received a call, and they placed an order.
From who?
They said their name was Corey.
No, this is completely wrong. I never called anyone.
Okay. Well.
What company are you with?
Royco Construction.
What's Royco Construction?
We're a roofing.
I've never even spoken to anyone there.
Okay, well, somebody used your name then, and they placed an order to have your roof removed.
Wait, since when does anyone remove a roof based on a phone call anyway? I don't understand what this is about.
Okay.
Is this a joke?
No, it's of course not. No, we finished removing the roof, and I just needed to ask a question about the shingles before we put the new roof on.
Listen, there's not even anyone... Wait, this has got to be a joke.
Why do you say that?
Royco? R-O-Y-C-O?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a joke. I hope you haven't done this as a joke or something, because
no,
we just spent a lot of time and effort and money taking this roof off.
Has authorized that. That is my house. I have not spoken to anyone with your company.
Well, someone's going to pay for this, and it's not going to be me.
Well, it's not going to be me. I didn't authorize anyone to take my roof, and you have to fix what you've done that is actually something that happened.
No, now you're telling me you're not going to pay.
We're not going to court on this.
We're not going to put a roof on if you're not going to pay, so forget it. We're going to leave.
You can't take the roof off my house and leave it in the state that it's in. If you did do something like that, then I will take you to court. I need the information for your company.
Okay, well, we're not going to put a new roof on because you just told me you're not going to pay.
I am not going to pay for anything that I didn't authorize to be done. I have no idea where this phone call is coming from or who you spoke to, but you don't start work like that without having a signed contract in place.
You just don't understand how the roofing business works, because this is how we do it.
No, and I understand how most businesses work, okay? You don't go onto somebody's property without authorization.
Well, why'd you call
that
and ask us to do this if you didn't want it done?
Pardon me?
Well, why did you call and ask us to do this if you didn't want it done?
I didn't call anyone. I called no one. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
They called from your number. It showed on caller ID.
If you operate your business this way, you're not going to be in business for very long.
We've been in business for 25 years now. I've been doing roofing, so I'm pretty sure my business is here to stay.
And you've been doing roofing, going to people's houses, replacing their roofs based on a phone call.
Yeah, and it's never been a problem until you came along and decided you're not going to pay us for the work we just did. So we're
what
leaving.
What is your name?
We're leaving. My name is Roy. We're leaving. We're not going to put your roof on. We're just going to leave.
Your name is Roy, and you're with a company called Royco.
Correct. Royco Construction. In business for 25 years now. 26 years this November. So I know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're doing at my house.
I'm not even going to pick up the shingles out of the yard.
What you're saying is that I can call you, and I can tell you to go to my neighbor's house, and you'll go and do whatever I tell you to do over the phone with nothing signed?
If you do that, that's illegal, and we'll have you arrested.
Yeah, well, someone has done something illegal here, so we need to find out.
I know you're the one that placed the original call, because I recognize your voice.
I didn't place the original call. I think you're a criminal, is what you are, and if you touch my house, I'm going after you.
Oh, is that a threat? Fuck. Coming after me, holy shit.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jeannie?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Royco Construction. We were doing some work at your house this morning.
You're doing work at our house?
Yeah, we just removed your roof. And we just removed your roof over here on...
Not my house.
Oh.
No.
You don't live
No.
You don't live at 20 Street?
Yeah, but I have not approved any roof work and no one has been working here.
Oh, well, I think maybe your husband called in then, because we just removed the roof.
No one's here at my house. I'm in my house.
Oh, well, we're outside the house. We're not inside the house. We just removed the roof, though. We took off the entire roof.
I didn't hear you here.
Oh, well, we're pretty quiet. You know, we have good tools and...
Okay, look, I don't know what's going on, but there's no one outside my front yard or anything. No truck.
We're in the backyard.
No one's been on my roof. You're not in my backyard. I can see you in my backyard.
We pulled the trucks around to the back.
Not in my house, you didn't.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I don't know what this is about, but I will report this. Oh. You can't get to my backyard. You either have the wrong person or have the wrong house.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm just kidding around. I just called your husband and said the same thing to him, and he freaked out. I'm surprised he hasn't called you yet.
He's not freaked out. Like, who is this?
What's your purpose? He's threatening me with court and saying he's going to come and get me and stuff. It was hilarious.
Okay, who is this calling?
My name is Roy.
Roy from where?
I'm just a guy. I'm not with a company. I'm just a prank caller.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you guys.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
I was hoping you wouldn't be home, so, you know, you'd think I took your roof off. But you're home. You messed it up.
Okay, what is this about? Like, why are you calling, and who? What number exactly did you call?
Well, I called your cell phone number.
My husband. Oh, so I have your cell phone number, Roy.
No, you don't. It's my home number. It's my home number on your caller ID, silly.
Oh, your home number.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And what number did you call for my husband?
I called his cell phone number, the 0649.
And what cell phone? What is it?
0649.
0649 what?
You want the whole number? I can't give that out over the phone. You might be some kind of a hacker or identity thief or something.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you the whole
number.
Okay,
I'm keeping, go ahead. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm talking. Why? What I need?
So you are removing our roof, and you came in from the back.
No. Listen, it was a prank. The whole thing's a prank. There's no roof removed. You know that.
So you're calling as a prank.
Correct.
Okay, so that is illegal, you know.
It's a joke.
You're misrepresenting. No, it's not a joke. It's actually illegal.
Oh, come on. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal to misrepresent yourself?
No, it's not. It's not illegal to lie.
Oh, okay. No, it's not lying. You're misrepresenting yourself.
I think that's the same thing.
That is illegal. No. Okay, well, when you're in court, that's illegal.
I'm going to tell... When I'm in court, I'm going to tell the judge. I'm going to just be like, it's just a joke. Get it? And he'll laugh.
Okay.
He'll laugh and he'll say, case closed, and he'll bang his gavel.
Okay, you need to stop calling the number.
Okay,
this is not okay. You're some kind of sick person. I understand. But you need to stop.
Okay?
I'm telling you need to stop and go get help. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to go get help right now.